Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I lived in a small town.
The Heartland Music bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp, one of the great American singer-songwriters, musicians, an artist. I like his music. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm continuing to broadcast live from downtown New Orleans and down here for a meeting with the Executive Conference on Small Business Summit. And a bunch of us are getting together down here to talk about how to serve you, small business owners. Did you know that there are that many people out there? Did you know that there's basically an industry that's dedicated to you, small business? You know, I just, if you haven't thought about this, I want you to just let me. You know, I'm not the only person who could do this, but I have the ability to, you know, in my work, being around all these organizations and all these people, you know, I see this critical mass of an organization, of a movement, I don't know if it's not really an organization, because there are a lot of different organizations, but there are so many people on many levels who feel that small business is very important. You know, they're government agencies. Two of my absolute favorite are the Department of Commerce and Ex-Im Bank, that do wonderful work supporting small businesses in their export activities, helping them develop an export strategy. The government's doing a great job of that. If you need some assistance with a loan, if you can't quite justify a loan on your own, the SBA will help you with an SBA guaranteed loan. I have done that before. I'm telling you, folks, there was a time back in the 90s when if I hadn't had gotten some SBA help, I wouldn't be here right now. That loan was very important to my company back in those days. I was doing a different kind of thing back then, and it was very important. And so we got that loan guarantee. It wasn't necessary because we paid it back, but it made my banker happier. It made him more comfortable with the relationship. And by the way, we still have that same banker. But it's, you know, beyond the government, there's also small business development centers out there. Your chambers of commerce. These are all local people. Score three different organizations that I support, and I hope you find a way to take advantage of them. Score and small business development centers, oftentimes associated with a local college or university. People who are there and the Chamber of Commerce, you know, they're there to help you out too. And all these people will help you for free. That almost everything they do, you can't pay them if you tried. Now, the Chamber will ask you to join, and you ought to join. You should be a member of your local Chamber. You know how I feel about that. I know you don't want me to. You don't want me to get on my chamber soapbox, my local chamber soapbox, because I got a big local chamber soapbox. I want you to be a member of your local Chamber of Commerce. You should do that today if you're not already. But even if you're not a member, they'll help you. That's the way chambers are. And these other folks, SBDCs and SCORE, the whole infrastructure. This is an incredible network of folks out there. There's somewhere near you, there's an incubator. More than likely, you won't have to go very far to find an incubator. A place where the whole building, the entire little ecosystem there, is dedicated to help people start businesses. And it's not just for startups. If you're already in business, but you're looking for a community to kind of hang out with, and even though you're all doing different things, these incubators provide you with space where you can rent space and share services and save money. The whole incubator system across the country is really growing. These are people who want to help. Then you got the big companies, the large companies who want to do business with you. They care a lot about you. These are people who sell stuff, and they can't be successful without you, small business owners. You know what I tell these folks? You know what I tell? I tell banks and I tell big companies, if you don't create an effective way to do business with small business, you will not survive the 21st century. And their eyes get real wide. But you know, not one of them has ever argued with me. Not one of them has ever told me that they thought I was wrong. You're important, small business owner. Did you know that? I hope that today, after you hear me say these things, I hope that you'll stand up just a little bit taller, chin just up out just a little bit more, shoulders back a little bit more, chest out just a little bit more. And when you walk like that. I want you to act, even though I know you've got these challenges, as I said in the beginning, there's nothing that you've been through that I haven't been through. But I want you to know that you should be so proud of yourself, because what you do is important. And there are lots and lots of people out there who care about the work that you do, and they care about you staying in business so you can do business with them and so that they can serve you. So you should be that should make you feel kind of good. You know, you're important, small business owner. A lot of people, many, many people who are not small businesses think that you and your small business are very important. And I hope you think about that a little bit today. I'm going to take a quick break. Somebody who knows all about what I just said and who I know agrees with me is our good friend Tim Berry. He's going to be with me on the other side of these messages. We're going to talk about realistic sales forecasting. You don't want to miss that, I promise. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.